Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. We generally think of limitations as things that can hold us back. But as Kathy Haught, assistant professor of cognitive psychology at Rider University, explains, when it comes to artistic expression, enforcing limits can provide a powerful creative spark.
When we think of creativity, what usually comes to mind is this open field where anything is possible and there are no limitations. This sort of blank slate can overwhelm us with its possibilities. Although the idea of imposed constraints on creativity might sound a bit counterintuitive, constraints can actually inspire us. If you take, for example, a reality show like Top Chef, where contestants produce these astounding dishes, all of which start with a constraint of a featured ingredient or theme, we notice that, interestingly, those who succeed in the earlier constrained rounds sometimes fail when they're asked to create an open-ended meal of their dreams. I think many people could relate, including Igor Stravinsky, the immortal composer of Firebird, and he concluded, "Whatever diminishes constraint diminishes strength." My theory places constraints at the very heart of the creative process. The greater the number of constraints within reason, the more creative we're likely to be. In one experiment, for example, I asked people to make up sentences prompted by words like elephant or strawberry, or pictures of an elephant or a strawberry. The word could refer to any instance of the concept, while the picture constrains it to one particular exemplar. Just as predicted, people were more creative given the pictures. In another set of experiments, I asked people to come up with rhyming messages for someone's anniversary. And again, people were more creative when their task was constrained. Starting the message with a given letter of the alphabet, and even including an arbitrarily selected word, seemed to help. So, the next time you're struggling to deliver a witty toast or whip up a meal, try constraining your task first. It worked for Stravinsky, and it might surprise you just how well it works for you too.
That was Kathy Haught of Rider University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College.